Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. Today, I'd like to fellowship with you concerning the matter of new beginnings. New beginnings daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. In Life Study of Numbers, message number 16, it says, in typology, God pays much attention to the new moon, to the beginning of a new month. We, however, may not pay adequate attention to the matter of a new beginning daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. Brothers and sisters, God pays a lot of attention to new beginnings, to the start of a new day, of a new week, a new month, and a new year. All of these are opportunities for us to have new beginnings with God. Isn't this wonderful? Our God, He knows us, and He knows that we often need a new start. We need a fresh start. And He gives us many, many opportunities. He gives us the opportunity daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. We've often mentioned that the history of the children of Israel is a picture or a type of everything related to the church in the New Testament. This is what it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that everything that the children of Israel passed through, they happened, but they are types of us, and they were written not only for our benefit, but specifically for our admonition, that we could learn something from their history. And as part of the history in Israel, there is a specific matter of the blowing of the trumpets in the book of Numbers. Two silver trumpets were blown at certain special times. They were blown to summon all the people to the tent of meeting. They were blown to summon the leaders of the children of Israel. They were also blown at the appointed feasts, and they were blown to alert God's people that they were on the move, that the Lord was leading them from another place when they were in the wilderness and God led them in the cloud. The trumpets were blown, but they were also blown at the beginning of months, which seems quite ordinary. And another time is they were blown on the day of gladness. On the day of gladness. Now, what is this? I would like to read a little from the Life Study of Numbers, message 16, where Brother Lee explains this and applies this to our daily living. It says this, on the day of your gladness also, and at your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. They shall be to you for remembrance before your God. I am Jehovah your God. Verse 10. This verse speaks of three kinds of occasions: the day of gladness, the appointed feasts, and the beginning of months. In typology, God pays much attention to the new moon, to the beginning of a new month. We, however, may not pay adequate attention to the matter of a new beginning daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. On these occasions, the sons of Israel were to blow the trumpets over their burnt offerings and their peace offerings. The burnt offering signifies Christ as our acceptance by God and as our living. The peace offering signifies Christ as our peace and enjoyment with God. Of the five basic offerings, the burnt offering and the peace offering are great enjoyments to God and to His people. The burnt offering indicates that God's people are absolute for Him. Because of this offering, God has enjoyment, and His people also have enjoyment. Hence, both God and His people are happy. And the day becomes a day of gladness, even a feast. At such a time, the trumpets were to be sounded over the burnt offerings. This indicates that when we are absolute for God, there will be a day of gladness, a day for both God and us to have enjoyment. In the same principle, when we and God live in peace, remain in peace, and enjoy peace as a mutual fellowship, there will also be a great day. When in the church today God's children are absolute for Him and dwell together with God in peace, there will be a great day, a day worthy of blowing the trumpets. So you see, brothers and sisters, when we experience Christ as the burnt offering, and that just means when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord and take the Lord as our consecration, that is a day of gladness both to God and to us. Consecration is not a promise to do better, to do things for the Lord. Consecration is just to realize, I'm not absolute for God. I want to be, but I'm not. Lord, You're the only absolute one. I put my hands on You and I take You. Lord, be my absoluteness for God. Oh, brothers and sisters, when we have that experience, and we can have that experience every day, especially every morning and at every new beginning, when we have that experience, God has enjoyment. And surely we have enjoyment. And that is a day of gladness. That's a day worthy of the blowing of the silver trumpets. You know, the fact that the trumpets are silver is very significant. You know, silver in the Bible represents redemption. So that means that our having a new beginning, or our moving with God and fighting for God, are all based on Christ's redemption. We realize that we always need to confess our sins. And it is a mercy that we have the blood of the Lord to cleanse us from all our sins. Do you realize every time you confess your sins, that's a new beginning? It tells us in Hebrews that a way is cut for us into God's presence, into the Holy of Holies, and that way is called a new and living way. Why new? Because whenever we enjoy the cleansing of the blood, there's a new beginning. And brothers and sisters, we can experience this daily, a daily new beginning. Every morning we can have a fresh consecration to the Lord. We can take Him as our sin offering, as our burnt offering, and as our peace offering. We confess our sins, enjoy His redemption, His forgiveness. We offer ourselves to the Lord. And then, through the whole day, we experience Him as our peace offering by just having peace with God and living according to the peace, the life and peace in our spirit. That's the real experience of the peace offering. It is a blessed thing to have peace with God. And that can be our experience daily. Also, weekly. Oh, dear saints, whenever we come to the Lord's table, before the table meeting, if we would confess our sins, offer ourselves to the Lord again, oh, that table will be new. And surely at the Lord's table, we will experience peace with God. That's an enjoyment for Him and an enjoyment for us. That's another day of gladness. Do you realize every Lord's Day can be a day of gladness, a day of the blowing of the trumpets? And then in the type, in Numbers, it says specifically, on the day of your gladness and at your appointed feasts, and remember those are annual, and at the beginning of your months, there was the time of the blowing of the trumpet. Every month, every beginning of a new month can be a new start for us, a time when we give ourselves to the Lord and enjoy Him as our peace. Oh, brothers and sisters, God provides for us many, many new beginnings. And then surely, at the turn of the year, when an old year is ending, a new year is beginning. This can surely be another new beginning for each one of us. Again, not a time of promising, Lord, I will do better next year, and we look back and we regret of all our failures. No, not this. Remember, in Philippians, Paul says, forgetting the things that are behind and stretching forward to the things before. Brothers and sisters, we have the precious blood of Christ that provides a new and living way. The new year can be a time of a new consecration, not a promise, not a striving to do better, but we give ourselves to the Lord afresh. We just offer ourselves, Lord, Lord, take me. I love you. I renew my love for you. I renew my consecration to you. Take me, fill me, be my absoluteness for God. And also, Lord, be my peace toward God. I want to have a living that's one with you and in peace. Oh, brothers and sisters, we can have new beginnings daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. In the book of Colossians, in chapter 2, verse 16, it says, "Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking, or in respect of a feast, or of a new moon, or of the Sabbath." Verse 17, "which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ." Then verse 18 says, "Let no one defraud you of your prize." Brothers and sisters, this verse 16 has these phrases, in eating and drinking, in respect of a feast, or of a new moon, or of Sabbath. Do you realize, eating and drinking, that's daily. The feast is annual. The new moon is monthly. The Sabbath is weekly. And all these are shadows of Christ. Christ can be our enjoyment, our experience, daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. This is our prize. We should not let anyone defraud us of our prize. Don't let anyone defraud you of your new beginnings. Every day, every week, every month, and every year, you can have a new beginning with Christ. And you know, in the book of Numbers, the blowing of the trumpets was also a kind of alarm. And the setting is that God's people would be alerted when they had to go to fight. And the book of Numbers is about the forming of an army for God and the journeying and fighting for God in order to establish His kingdom. Brothers and sisters, we need to have new beginnings, not just for our own enjoyment, but we need to give ourselves to the Lord afresh, to be one with Him, to fight for Him, for His interests on the earth. Oh, that we could give ourselves to the Lord afresh, daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly, to say, Lord, I'm here not just for my own enjoyment. I'm here to fight with you. I'm here to fight with you today. I'm one with you, not by my effort, Lord, but by you being the absolute one in me, being my peace toward God, and living in me. I want to be one with you, Lord, for your purpose. This can be our experience all the time. Maybe that's enough for today. I hope this brief word has encouraged you, that you can have a new beginning, daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly, a new consecration to the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh, Lord, thank you. You can be our new beginning all the time. Oh, Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.